Hello and good morning. You're listening to Market Minutes. I'm Lavisha Darad. Today is Tuesday, 23rd of April, and here are the top things to know before market opens. The benchmark Sensex and Nifty indices are likely to open higher as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicate a firm start for the broader index with a gain of 32 points. In the previous trading session, benchmark indices extended gains for the second straight session as worries over Iran-Israel tensions eased a bit. All sectors participated in the rally and broader markets outperformed frontline indices. The Sensex was up 0.7% and the Nifty gained 0.8% in the last trading session. Today, the pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty might take an immediate support at 22,236 level, while on the higher side, the index may face a resistance of 22,353 level. Stock-specific action will continue in trade today as corporate earnings season progresses. Today, Tata Elxsi, Tata Consumer Products, ICICI Prudential Life will report their Q4 results. Now looking at some of the top stocks to be in focus today. Firstly, Indian Overseas Bank, as they plan to raise up to 1,000 crore rupees via debt and 5,000 crore rupees via equity. Secondly, Patel Engineering, after board approved the opening of QIP issue at a flow price of 59.5 rupees per share, which is at a 10% discount to the current market price. Thirdly, KP Energy, as the company received 9 megawatt wind power project order from Bhatwari Technologies. And lastly, Patanjali Foods, as the company incorporated two wholly owned subsidiaries, Contemporary Agro and Rishikrishi Farming, for 20 lakh rupees each. So do watch out for these names in trade today. Some of the top brokerage calls for today are global brokerage firm CLSA upgrading Indus Tower to buy, believing that the company will be a key beneficiary of Vodafone Idea's fundraise. They've raised their target price to 450 rupees per share from 335 rupees per share. Another top brokerage call is UBS sell call on Bajaj Finance. The bearish call comes as analysts believe that the listing of Bajaj Housing Finance would not add any considerable value as the standalone business profile of the company looks weaker. They have shared a target price of 6,800 rupees per share for Bajaj Finance. Shifting focus to global markets, let's take a look at how they fared. Overnight, all major averages of the US market closed on a positive note and as investors bought the dip in tech stocks ahead of their quarterly results. Dow Jones, Nasdaq Composite and the S&P 500 indices gained up to a percent on April 22. Asia-Pacific markets also extended gains this morning, with Japan's Nikkei 225 up 0.8%, followed by South Korea's KOSPI index gaining 0.2% and Australia's S&P 200 index up 0.2%. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Dayananda Vaidya of Axis Securities, who shares her take on whether HDFC Bank would be a good buy after its fourth quarter financials. Let's listen in.
HDFC Bank reported a steady set of numbers, with highlight of the quarter being a marginal improvement in NIMs and improved deposit growth. While the bank witnessed improved deposit growth as it exited FY24, credit growth was slower as focus shifted towards deposit accretion. Hereon, continued momentum on deposit mobilization and improving trajectory of margins and ROA would be key re-rating levers for the stock. The management has identified focus areas to steer growth for HDFC Bank over the medium to long term. These include improving profitability metrics, ensuring sustainable deposit growth alongside delivering healthy growth in the retail franchise, investing in distribution, workforce and technology, and unabated focus on quality with a balance between margins and risk. Given HDFC Bank's track record of delivering a strong and consistent performance across cycles, we remain confident in the bank's ability to deliver a robust performance over the medium term. We pinned down an advances, deposits and earnings growth of 15, 18 and 18% CAGR over FY24-26 with an improvement in ROA to 1.9% by FY26 versus 1.6% in FY24. The bank's focus remains on gaining incremental market share in terms of deposits while keeping cost of funds range bound. The bank expects to leverage the strength of its franchise and ensure enhanced customer engagement in order to ensure sustainable retail franchise-led deposit growth. As HDFC Limited's borrowings get replaced, the bank is likely to have substantial liquidity, which it will then deploy in pursuing credit growth. Till then, HDFC Bank will look to pursue credit growth where the risk-reward ratio is favorable. While we do not see any significant NIM improvement in the near term, with higher cost of funds limiting margin improvement, a shift in the portfolio mix along with high-cost borrowings of HDFC Limited getting replaced with deposits will aid margin improvement over the medium term. Considering these factors, we believe that current valuations for HDFC Bank are attractive given expectations of improved margins and ROA.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you. Have a great trading day, and we will catch you tomorrow at the same time.